Thank you, Ken. It's amazing how something as simple as breathing is so helpful to our deepest body. Let's also take a few minutes here to talk about illness. Sometimes illness shows up in our physical body, but the real cause can be found in one of our other, more subtle bodies. To truly cure an illness, we have to go back to the root cause and not just put a band-aid on what may actually be a gaping wound. Just treating the symptom won't work in the long run. How do we start to truly heal ourselves based on our knowledge of our multiple bodies?
Well, the general idea, particularly in an integral approach, is that we want to check out factors that could be arising in any of the three bodies. So, for example, if we get hit by a bus, break our leg, lying in the street, we can sit there and visualize our leg healing all we want. And we're probably not going to get too far with that. So certain of these things, in this case, the actual cause was physical. And so the cure can tend to be physical. And we don't want to do what, you know, too many New Agers, or frankly, too many of the contemplative traditions did, and put all of their attention into the higher domains. Because in many cases, those just aren't, even though they're important, they're not the actual source of the problem. And so they're not going to be the cure of the problem either. So we want to be able to look at gross bodies, subtle bodies, and causal bodies, and do our best to determine which one seems to be the cause of the problem, and then tend to address it there. So the subtle body would include emotional and mental events. And so various forms of psychotherapy and various forms of talk therapy and so on can help with those dimensions. And if you're down to something that has its flat out its cause on the gross realm, let's say an invasion by bacteria, then antibiotics is the likely way to treat that, and not prayer or meditation. What can happen is that you use antibiotics, you cure the illness. A few weeks later, it comes back. You use antibiotics, you cure it. A few weeks later, it comes back. Well, in this case, it's probably being generated on a higher level. And so you're not getting to the real cause. And so it's continuing on its involutionary sweep downward to carry its brokenness into your physical body. And it's breaking your immune system. And so you want to try to give more attention to some of the higher realms, the microcosmic orbit, or witnessing and feeling your way in to that state. So the whole point is to look at the overall spectrum of bodies that we have, and to realize that illness can be generated in any one of them, and that we want to really focus on those. And that goes also for long-term preventative practices. So one we mentioned, for example, weightlifting, which can be very, very profound in terms of its overall impact on health. And you can, in a sense, go up and down the scale of bodies and work with various practices that are going to help keep them healthy. And again, what you're doing with all of this is providing an actual foundation for your consciousness and your being itself. So you want this to actually be the root foundation and support for other things that are going on.